Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going back to the lines. Dan and Monona, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Dan?
Hey, I just, every day I listen to that CJ, did he grow up under power lines as a kid? All he's got to do is look up the Democratic presidents. The GDP is better under them than Republican. The deficit gets lower under Democratic presidents. I want to ask him one thing that a Republican has done to help him out in the last 40 years, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, there's a lot of data, Dan, that shows, and this is amazing, since 1925, the stock market has averaged something like, over time, about 10% return a year, a little more. You know, sometimes it's way down or it's way up, but basically that in over time, the economy does better under Democratic presidents than Republican presidents. And one thing that's always confounded me is why Republican businessmen stay Republican when basically the economy does better under Democrats. And a lot of it has to do simply with they've got theirs and they basically don't like to see other people get theirs. If you put more purchasing power in the hands of the middle class or people that don't have much money, they spend it. Money circulates three, four, five times. If somebody has $100, they'll spend it on food. Whoever gets the 100 who owns the grocery store pays taxes. Then they'll buy raw products and they'll pay fuel bills. People get that, pay taxes and so on. That's what's going on. And Democrats understand it. Some Republicans are starting to understand it. But basically, we do better under Democrats economically than under Republicans. So going back to the lines, Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. In regards to your last point, there's a lot of evidence. If you look at the tax cut during the Kennedy administration, you see the huge multiplier impact from that. What I wanted to say in comment to CJ was, yes, gasoline's high. And recently I drove through the South and they had these stickers of Joe Biden by the pump saying, I did this. But recently the White House put out some information where it shows the cost of a barrel of oil has actually been going down, but the price of gasoline has kind of remained the same, kind of held dead. So there's definitely some price gouging that's going on right now. That, you know, the fossil fuel companies aren't being held accountable for. So there's some profiteering that's keeping the price artificially high over what it actually should be based on the price per, barrel of oil.
Yeah, that's a good point. In other words, there are a lot of factors that go into pricing. And the other thing to keep in mind, under Trump and under Biden, but especially under Biden, if you are fighting a pandemic, you are fighting something that is going to close you down. And if you can remember back to, say, March and April of 2020, people were afraid to bring groceries in the house. They'd leave them in their garage for 3 days and dust them down with disinfectant and all this kind of stuff. We didn't know what it was all about. We really didn't. We didn't know it was airborne. And then people started wearing masks, and we did not get vaccines till something like January, February of 2021, which was a wonderfully quick development, warp speed, Operation Warp Speed. One of the things I've never understood, because that did get put into effect in a Republican administration by Trump, and yet Trump trashed vaccinations and he trashed social distancing and masks. In my view, if Trump had, of course, this is saying that he wasn't a sociopath, but if he were a normal president, he would have said, look, I'm the guy that put Operation Warp Speed in. I funded it. I guaranteed certain purchases from the pharmaceutical companies. And that's why we got this thing in 8 or 9 months or 10 months. But then at the same time, you would expect that he wouldn't be a slave to Putin. He wouldn't be servile to Putin and he wouldn't be taking bribes from Putin. So I'm asking too much. But the truth is, giving credit where it's due, Operation Warp Speed produced vaccines. But during that time period, there were large expenditures, keep society going, and then they were in the recent Build Back Better bill on infrastructure, hard infrastructure. And right now, one of the puzzling things to me is the economy is doing better than it ever has. It really is. The economic indicators are superb, given everything. And yet Biden is getting no credit for it. He's getting splashback. And you're saying that you drove through the South and there are these stickers on gas pumps saying this is Joe Biden's fault or something like that. Well, you know, you can do all that kind of stuff. People aren't stupid. And the fact of the matter is that you have Russia invading Ukraine and torturing people. And we've made a principled decision to suspend imports from Russia because it's become a Nazi state. Okay. There are going to be consequences, and those consequences have to be addressed. There are going to be truckers who are going to be jammed and may go under. What if you're an Uber driver, a taxi cab driver? What if you're somebody who drives for a living? That is to be taken into account through subsidies, through support from our government. And I get it. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But Biden overall, in terms of inflation is coming down. Not only is inflation coming down, the stock market is coming back. People are living well. A lot of people are figuring, you know, I worked at home for a couple of years. I kind of liked it. I'm not going back to the office. We're going to have a cultural change in our workforce that's going to be more monumental than almost anything we've seen, certainly in a century. So thanks for calling, Robert. Excellent points. One piece of news that's breaking and it is momentous. There's evidence coming out of the January 6th special commission that they may be on the road to referring Donald Trump himself for criminal charges to Merrick Garland. Now, I want to say something about that. It's absolutely correct and true. You had a federal judge, David O. Carter in California, who said in the Eastman case about the production of documents that Eastman, Trump's lawyer, and Trump probably committed felonies to overturn the election and obstruct Congress and its official duties on January 6th. That is a statement of what's called probable cause. If a grand jury issues an indictment, it just says that there's probable cause to believe the defendant did it. The prosecutor has to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Here there's a finding of probable cause from a federal judge. That's got to be referred to Garland, and Garland has got to do his job. I mean, Garland up till now has acted almost like he's a Supreme Court justice and wants to be respected by everybody and liked by everybody. You have the Trump people out there who are vicious. They're not going to respect or like anybody.
Well, Matt fixes his internet. We are about to wrap up the show in a couple minutes here. And so the part about how Trump is being under investigation is obviously a very strenuous and time-consuming process. It has been going on for years now, and it just really seems like things are coming to an end. People are really realizing that, you know, it isn't really a process that is actually worthwhile and kind of made out of hearsay and such. But yeah, I just wanted to highlight some of the Waukesha news until we get Matt back on here. Today is the Waukesha Commission's meeting at City Hall around 6:30 p.m. tonight. They are talking about where they want to put the memorial for the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. I've heard that they are talking about maybe putting it on the side of Salty Toad Bar here in Waukesha. They are open to public comments and suggestions. But yeah, we're going to wrap things up. And thanks for calling in. We had some great discussions today. Stay tuned for the Earl Ingram Show coming up here in a little bit. And yeah, thanks again. Signing off for Matt Flynn Direct today. See you again tomorrow. Have a great day.